Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Game six of the Fall Classic tonight. The Dodgers trying to win this thing in six. The Rays are trying to make this not happen by stretching it to seven. Joining us right now, play-by-play announcer for the Rays, Andy Freed. Good morning to you, Andy.
What's happening, guys? How you doing?
Doing well. Andy, good. I'm not going to tell you that Gerry Coleman is pulling for the Dodgers. I'm not going to tell you that.
That's awfully disappointing, I must say.
Well, I mean, there's a caveat there, Andy. I listen, first of all, before Rob speaks, I listen to you and Dave Wills more than any other broadcast team. I've told you guys this in person outside of the Orioles. I hear the kiss-up sound in the background. I'm still listening to you two on Sirius XM during the World Series, so I'm staying loyal to you guys. I am surprised that the Rays made it, but I'm happy they made it. And I want to know what it feels like being at the World Series with only 11,000 people in a brand-new ballpark.
Well, I mean, it's better than nobody in a brand-new ballpark. And, you know, we've all been slammed into perspective this year from COVID and from all the other things going on. But it's nice to actually have animated human beings in the ballpark, not two-dimensional cardboard cutouts. So that's been good. And the atmosphere has been great. You know, the Dodgers definitely had an advantage because their fans have been here for a couple of weeks. And the Rays fans have just come out. So there's probably a few more Dodger fans than Rays fans, but I mean, our numbers back home have just been, as you'd expect, enormous. You know, to be a Rays fan is to have to eat a lot of every now and then. People saying there's no fans, they're not at the ballpark here and there, whatever. But believe me, there are plenty of Rays fans to make this franchise successful. Not all of them can get to the ballpark. Not all of them want to go to the ballpark. But in terms of the love for the team, I'd put it up there against any market in the game. People love the Rays. And we've reached the second generation. When I take my kids to school and I hear kids talking about the Rays all the time, that tells me that that they're at least on kids' maps. But bottom line, all the jokes aside on fans at Rays games, there have been plenty of people that have been enjoying the Rays. And I really get the feeling outside of Cherry that most of the people are rooting for the Rays outside of Los Angeles.
No, I was just kidding that. I'm pulling for the Dodgers. Jerry has been pulling for the Rays from day one here with Andy Freed, play-by-play announcer. So I just want to clarify that for the Tampa Bay Rays.
He just likes to stir it up, Andy. That's
what I do.
Right. He's good at that, isn't he?
Yes.
Listen, baseball, like any other sport, is a copycat league. You know what I mean? And the Oakland A's got credit for Moneyball. Here you are in your second World Series actually playing Moneyball. Do you see other teams maybe following this business model if the Rays actually pull this thing off?
Yeah, we're playing one of them now called the Dodgers. I mean, you look at what they do compared to what the Rays do, and they're doing the same things that the Rays do. Now, I'll give them this. Andrew Friedman was one of the pioneers of it back when he was running the Rays organization, so I really almost say it tongue-in-cheek that they're following us. And I think that they put information ahead of just about everything else. Joe Maddon explained it to me once. When he was manager of the Rays, when we started to do some of this wild and almost new age sort of stuff. And he says, if you have information that is so overwhelming, wouldn't you be a fool not to use it? And that has always stuck with me. It's unpopular. I think people tend to criticize what they don't understand. And it takes a lot to understand this stuff. And look, we're the broadcasters of the team, Dave and I, and we don't understand all of it. Thankfully, we have a manager in Kevin Cash and Joe Maddon before that explains the stuff to us, so we have a general idea of what's going to happen and what it will be happening for the team before it happens, so we can kind of digest it. It is against the grain of a lot of people that love baseball, but if you look at what the Dodgers are doing, they do the same shifts that the Rays do. They do the same different tricks within the lineup. The difference is that they've got the massive payroll on top of it, and they've got future Hall of Famers and past MVPs on their team. So in terms of talent, they're probably ahead of where the Rays are. But in terms of many of the defensive metrics, the pitching metrics and all that stuff, that to me, I think it makes it even more interesting. It's not a push-button game anymore where you automatically do this or that. It takes a lot of thinking, and that's why baseball operations departments are expanding all over the game. Everybody's trying to get some sort of an edge.
And, Andy, that's where I was going with in terms of the business model. Not so much the innovation and things like that, but in terms of, you know, you guys have found a way to get to the World Series without the blockbuster payrolls. And so the information goes actually in personnel, not just in game day decisions. Do you see teams trying to follow that model?
Without a doubt. You know, every owner would tell you, if they're being honest, that they would want to get the most amount of wins and make their franchise as valuable as possible with the lowest overhead. And that's, you know, the Rays have kind of ruined the excuse for that was there for so many years. You know, when I got to the Rays in 05, if you had suggested that the Rays could ever get past, let alone the Blue Jays and Orioles, how about the Red Sox and the Yankees? It was a joke. There would seem to be no way to do that out. Well, the Rays cracked the code, and in large part because of Andrew and Matt Silverman and many of the other people and owners, Stu Sternberg, they gave the resources and they figured out a way to do it. It did not seem possible. Now that they have done it, every team is trying to copy what the Rays are doing. That's why, you know, our coaching staff, Rocco Baldelli, now manages the Twins. Charlie Montoyo now manages the Blue Jays. James Click from the front office went from the Rays to the Astros. That's why Chaim Bloom went from the Rays front office to the Boston Red Sox. Every team is trying to figure out exactly how the Rays are doing. They're protective of it, but Eric Neander and the Baseball Operations Department have done a masterful job of making it happen. And like I say, every owner would tell you they'd like to win as many games as they can while spending as little as they have to.
And Andy, I have said the Orioles should be copycatting everything the Rays do along with the rest of baseball, but it does baffle me the Dodgers are not naming a starter and going bullpen by committee with all their resources, and even after an off day. That said, are you expecting a very long game tonight with a lot of pitching changes?
Oh, probably. I mean, you know, Dave Roberts said that that Tony Gonsolin, they'd like to get five or six innings out of him. I don't know if I believe that. I don't quite understand. And look, I don't see enough Dodger baseball to know from a authoritarian standpoint, but I don't quite understand why they do what they do with Julio Urias and Dustin May. I don't think those guys, there's really questions they could go a couple of times through the lineup, but they seem to want to stick to them on short leashes while going just with longer leashes for Clayton Kershaw and Walker Buehler. I'd probably have to know more about the Dodgers over the long course of the season to understand that. That looks to me to be two of the better young arms going along with the more veteran guys. So, you know, for the Rays, I would think tonight that they'll get what they can out of Blake Snell, and he's the only one of the Rays starters at this point that have figured out the very complex Dodger lineup, because they don't strike out and they hit homers. You know, every game, you can count on that the Dodgers are going to score six runs and they're going to hit two home runs. They just do it every day, even during the regular season. So if Blake can do what he did in game two and hold them down through five or six, I think you'll see Fairbanks and Castillo and Anderson, everything the Rays have. It's a kitchen sink day. You know, it's Johnny Holstaff, as they say. Everybody's available. You got to win today to get to tomorrow.
Will we see a game seven?
Yes. I think somehow, some way, this team has been incredibly resilient throughout the year. You know, even allowing the Astros to go from 3-0 to 3-3 and then win game seven. With the Yankees, they went from up 2-1 to losing game four to having to win a game five. This Rays team is pretty battle-tested, and I think they're aching to give Charlie Morton another chance. Now, there's a chance that Morton might not be back next year. I think the Rays are motivated, too, by wanting to give Charlie one more chance after a rare rough outing for him in Game 3. I mean, it could go any way. The Dodgers are such a formidable opponent. To put it in terms of maybe Oriole fans would know, I think they're a combination of the Yankees lineup and the Astros lineup, in that they hit a ton of home runs, but they don't strike out like the Astros don't strike out. So it's an incredible challenge. It's the best lineup, the best team that the Rays have faced all year. I think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball, but as you know, the best team doesn't always win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.